Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, welcome to Girl Code.
Hello everybody, welcome back to the stew.
To the stew. It's good to be back.
Should we just jump right into it? I'm so excited.
What we have to announce?
Yes.
Oh my God, stop it, I'm shy. Okay, guys, we have something very exciting to announce. We've been teasing it for such a long time.
My favorite tease, we got a lot of people thinking it was spyware. Like spyware in the pink bag.
Low-key wish it was.
Look, Akita is in that pink bag.
It should have been spyware.
Someone even said like recording a podcast while we're doing Pilates.
Okay.
Had a lot of like, a few creative people did get it right. Mm-hmm. So do you want to let them know?
We're releasing merch. Woo! There's no one here to like clap, but like that would be nice.
Snaps for us.
Yeah, so we are launching merch. It's going to go live. This is going out on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. The merch will be live on Thursday. Ooh. This coming Thursday. We'll have all the details on our social media, Instagram and TikTok accounts, but I'm very excited.
Yep. So that's Thursday in Australia for our international listeners. We'll also send out like a broadcast, a Facebook message.
Yeah.
All of our platforms will post an exact time for, you know, like maybe major cities.
Yeah.
You know, so you guys can all line that up. Mm-hmm. So if you want to wear our merch, should we talk?
We're wearing it right now.
Oh yeah, we're wearing it right now.
If you're on Spotify watching.
Or YouTube. Perhaps.
Or TikTok, honestly, at this point.
I don't even know.
Or Reels, who knows? So for merch, if you guys are on Spotify watching, hi. We have these two jumpers. Well, one's like a zip up, one's a crew neck.
So this is like the zip through. So it's all AS color, like all of the stuff, it's all AS color. Mm-hmm. So if you're familiar with AS color, it's like the best, I guess, like blank kind of stuff you can get. I always wear their basics, their hoodies for years. So trust, the qual is nice. This is the Ruster zip through. It's got like a hood.
I have been, honestly, since we've had these for a while now. Oh, damn, mamacita.
She's confident. Ooh, I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Maria. I don't know why. Well, I just felt Justin Bieber.
Gay. I have been wearing these, honestly, nonstop since we got them. And I, like, this, that one in particular, I love that one.
It's just one of those things.
So easy.
You just put it on, like, going to Pilates and, like, a little sexy little crop top. And I don't feel like, you know, being
perfect.
Naked at 6 a.m. The Ruster zip through. You know?
Speaking of Pilates.
Oh, that was such a good segue.
Sorry, I know. I like heard you say it. I was like, fuck yes.
It's my time
to shine. So I got the Pilates Princess jumper too. The crew neck.
I mean, because, you know.
Obviously.
Like, Pilates
again,
Princess.
It's explanatory.
And then we also have the All the Best tee, which I actually was originally wearing, but my air conditioning wasn't working. My air conditioning wasn't working and I bravely decided to put fake tan on and a white t-shirt on at the same time.
And drive here.
Driving an hour and a half with broken aircon, which I'm sure you can imagine.
I've got a hair in my mouth.
I'm sure you can imagine how my shirt looks, but love the shirt. The fit, it's like really boxy.
It's not cute.
It's like boxy in the sense of, you know, when you wear like a guy's shirt, it's like too long, but it's boxy. Mm-hmm. This is like boxy, but short enough that it doesn't look like you're wearing like a huge swimming shirt. Mm-hmm. So we love that. All the Best comes in black and pink. So
On our Instagram page, we'll have photos behind the scenes of the shoot. But yeah, it's really cute. We're very excited.
So Thursday, put it in your calendars.
Mark your calendar.
It just feels like now the GC family, we have a uniform.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway, imagine if we see someone wearing it outside in real life.
I actually think I'll shit my pants.
No, me too.
I'll shop.
Like, I would 100% whilst like projectile vomiting at the same
time. I'm shitting and no one's going to buy the merch now associated with the shot. But yeah, no, it would be crazy. I actually have been taking the GC tote out for a lot of spins. Mm-hmm. And you know when you like, this might be niche, but like it's like walking around like someone noticed me. Like I've got like, you know, if you have like a new book and you're like, I read, I don't know.
Yes, I read.
I've like had my GC tote on. I'm like, do you guys
like my tote?
Do you guys like my tote?
It is really cute though. Yeah, I like, mean, we're biased, but like it is really
No one's come up and been like, oh my God, GC toe. Yeah, and like that's weird. Kind of the reaction I want.
That's weird that they haven't though.
Weird. So weird. But yeah, it's so cute. Fits a laptop.
Yeah.
Pink and black. I'm kind of like the black is like my everyday work toe. But then like pink.
Pink's fun.
Pink's like special fun and flirty. Mm-hmm. Anywho, we could crap on about how much we love our merch.
But yeah, set your calendars. Set your reminders.
Yeah.
Thursday.
It's also a limited edition, we must add. So once this sells, we're not going to bring it back. So we're going to just keep everything changing.
Yeah.
We might probably keep the totes.
The totes are so cute. We should keep the totes.
Maybe the zip pending. We'll see. We might bring the zip back. But everything else, limited edition, we're going to keep it moving. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Excited for you guys to try it. Get your hands on the merch. Okay, what else is new?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Back to the episode. I have so many things to bring up with you. I sound like you're in trouble.
Shit.
Okay.
What?
The first thing that I want to flag.
Okay.
Is that.
Yes.
Whoa.
The suspense is fucking killing me.
Netflix copied us.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
We are smarter than Netflix.
Bad doctor.
Bad surgeon.
Bad surgeon.
Number one on Netflix.
Is it really? Wow.
Number one, Dr. Paolo Macarini. If that name sounds familiar, it's because Netflix cut our grass. We interviewed.
We are entitled to a cut of that, okay? Netflix. At Netflix.
Not our story whatsoever. No. But
I literally just interviewed someone.
I can't explain the ego boost I felt when I turned on my TV and I went, get fucked. We interviewed her like 2 years ago.
Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah, I was living in my Mossman like solo apartment.
Wow.
And I've been living with Tom for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
2 years ago.
Wow.
Crazy. So yeah, basically if you weren't around 2 years ago in the GC family, I mean, like I'm sure you're alive. We interviewed Benita Alexander, who basically was the victim in this story. There's actually quite a few victims in the story, but I'm not going to ruin it. You can go listen to our episode and then watch the Netflix.
Yeah, listen to the episode first.
Listen to the episode first. You can hear it all come out of Benita's mouth to us. You know, you get the GC version and then you can go put a visual to it on Netflix. But basically she was scammed. She fell in love with this guy.
Think like, what was it? Tinder Swindler?
I think worse.
On steroids. Wait, I think it's worse.
I don't think we can say like someone's story is worse than the other. All shit.
All shit. But like, I think what he did, because he was actually like.
He's crazy.
But like performing surgeries.
Killed a kid.
He was killing people.
A small child, may I add.
Yeah. So
not okay.
Yeah, that's actually so messed up.
So there was like his surgeon. There was his medical malpractice. That was one thing. And then also there's the whole romantic scandal. He basically pulled the wool over Benita's eyes and some of the things he did are so insane. Mm-hmm. But I just want to say like. I'm going to say it snaps for us.
Snaps for us. Honestly, that was so long ago. That's crazy.
That's old news, Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix. We should be entitled, though, to a cut. Like, seriously, get in touch.
I just want someone to, like, suck my dick and say, well you guys done. Did it. Yeah. You know, like, no, go like girl
that.
Code.
I would really enjoy that.
So since no one's going to do that, I feel like we just have to
do it to each
some
other.
Shameless. Oh. We're just going to have to suck each other off. Okay, no, I didn't mean
sorry.
That, but I also...
I actually haven't watched it yet.
No, me neither. I watched the first episode and was just like, Tom.
Is she featured heavily in it?
Yeah, so she's telling her story. Wow. It's very insightful. She also looks so hot. Like,
Slay.
Benita looked really good. I was Slay like, Benita. I need to go in the DM her and tell her, oh my God, can that fuck off? I need to send her a DM and tell her that she looked so slay in the doco, even though it's probably so traumatic to really...
Yeah.
All of that, but it's... Guys, it's the most crazy story. Mm. Listen to us first and then go watch it. I'm going to finish it this weekend just so I can like cross-reference. Like,
how many episodes?
I think it's only a short series.
Okay, right.
I don't think it's like a full.
Right.
I don't know. TBC. I was just so shocked the whole time. Tom was like on his phone like doing something. And I was like, look, we did that. I'm like, we said that in our episode. Mm. Did you hear that? I already knew that. He's like, shut the fuck up.
This is old news.
This is old news. I knew about it. But yeah, so Slay Us. Suck my dick, Paolo Macchiarini.
Is he still in jail?
I think so. Wait, let me see. Is
Surely.
Dr. Paolo Macchiarini in jail. He got off light. Skip this if you want to watch the doco and not know the results, but he is currently serving a 2.5 year prison sentence.
That's it.
He can suck my fat cock.
What? 2.5 years?
That's nothing. He killed a kid.
Oh my God.
I hate
you. How did he get off that?
Honestly.
Anyway, I need to watch the TV show.
I'm going to go back and listen to our episode because I'm loyal to us. And then also finish the series. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, crazy, crazy scenes. Probably like our most crazy interview, I think, in the scheme of like, whoa, information.
Yeah, like that's wild story. I think so too.
So yeah, go support. And if you're watching, feel free to post on your stories and share that Girl Code did an episode about it.
Girl Code brought me here. Thank you.
I just want the whole world to know.
Has she done many?
I'm such a Leo.
I want everyone to know it's from us.
I'm like posting the email train, like, we did this in 2019.
You should honestly message Netflix.
Thank you. I will be. What's new, Mads?
What's new? Well, I obviously I'm back in Sydney in the stew. I have been up since 4 because I had to fly in at, like, I don't know, what time did I land? Like 8?
Yeah.
I went straight to a meeting for 23rd because we're releasing a new collection. I'm so excited.
Tell Jesus. The bitch is back.
The bitch is back, guys. I sent you photos of the...
It's insane.
The pieces. I'm very excited. I'm very proud. It's all Australian made now. We're working with like a local production agency here and I'm just so excited. I feel like the designs are so me and I'm just really excited, okay? So stay tuned for that. It'll be on the 23rd Instagram page, which is going to be coming back to life.
I feel like you just had like a little, we were saying like a little break from slaying where you just had to figure out, you were swapping your manufacturers, you moved to Noosa, you had to like reassess your vision, not to put words in your mouth, but this is from my perspective of what I saw happening. Right, and I feel like you had to step away because you were just like getting snowed in from all these collections. You were getting fucked around by your manufacturers overseas.
I need to do a full episode about like starting a business because
I think you should.
Was seriously fucked.
Okay? Maybe I'll interview you for an episode and ask you business questions.
I wish I like knew what I know now. Do you know what I mean? Like to go back.
Okay, well DM us if you want that because I actually think that could be so fun. I could have all the questions and interview you about your 23rd
journey. Because it has been a journey. It has been a journey.
Truly.
And now we're finally in a good place.
I feel like you've stepped away. You reassessed. You weren't just getting slammed by all the collections. Blah, blah, blah. Because when you're getting slammed, you can't look at the business as a whole.
But it was just like the old manufacturing just was not working.
That's the issue. And it would set you back.
Yeah, it was not good. So we had a lot of internal changes. And then I basically just like took this year off to like reassess. And now it's great. So I'm really excited. I hope you guys love the new pieces.
And let me just say, they're so nice.
Thank you.
And I feel like they're very... Not only are they on trend for right now, because I feel like they are such like a moment for right now, but they're also just very much authentically your style. Like the styles that you're bringing out, it's what I've known you to wear since you were like 17.
Do you remember
like,
when
that's
I wanted
always your vibe.
To go to New York and I was like trying to fucking find that tulle?
Yes.
You guys will see like the pieces, but I'm doing like this one dress is like a tulle skirt underneath.
Mm-hmm.
I had wanted that when I was going to New York and I was hunting for it for so long and I couldn't find it. It was like my Carrie Bradshaw moment. Anyways, whatever.
It's very Sex in the City.
Sex in the City, which we know I love. So I made my own.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
I feel like this is going to be such a big moment for you. I feel like you've like found your style.
Oh my God, touch
you've found
wood,
yourself.
Touch wood.
I feel like the whole vibe is just like makes sense. And it's just so exciting. And I just can't wait for everyone to wear it. I can't wait to wear it.
I just wanted to address that, but that's basically really the only life update that I have.
That's a huge life update. When does it go on sale? Did you address?
I think it's going to go live on the 19th of December. So that gives you, if you guys order on the 19th, that gives you the cutoff for Christmas Day in Australia with AusPost is the 21st of December with express shipping.
Right. So you've only got 2 days to get it.
So you've got 2 days. Also, it's like limited edition as well, like small quantities, obviously like Australian made. We're doing like very... exclusive drops.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the point is you've got 2 days to order if you want in time for Christmas.
So chop chop girls.
So get cracking, guys, okay?
Okay, well, off the back of fashion,
mm-hmm.
I have something to discuss with you.
Okay.
I think skinny jeans are back.
No, don't say that. Why?
Alex Earl was wearing skinny jeans and it freaked me out. But she looked so hot.
Did she? I haven't seen it.
So she was wearing, okay, to be fair, I think the exception to the skinny jean, okay, whatever, wear whatever you like. Disclaimer, don't come for me. But they're out.
I need to see a photo.
Oh, sorry, I'll bring it up. Have a visual? So she's wearing black, like a kind of like patent leather high-waisted skinny jean with like an oversized jacket. And I understand when you're wearing oversized, like you need something like kind of tied to like balance out the look.
Right.
So I think saying their back is like a little bit of a stretch, but I also.
But that's not really, if it's like black leather, that's like a leather pant.
But it's a skinny pant. Mm. It's, look, wait, but I have
like,
to show you.
That's like what capri pants are.
Yeah, but they're like not the full show way me, down. Okay. Me. They're skinny jeans.
They are. It's like a legging.
I'm concerned for like blue denim skinny jeans.
Surely not. I think too soon.
It is.
Don't things have to like go around for a bit longer?
It does feel too soon.
It's too soon because we were wearing skinny jeans like
2 years ago. Were you wearing
5 years ago?
I was probably wearing them 2 years ago.
Were you 2 years ago?
No, that's not I was that getting long. Loose. I was getting loosey goosey belly. Yeah,
I'd say like 5 years, which isn't, I think, long enough for the trend to come back.
True. I could get around like a black pattern. Like if that was like what I'm thinking it is, like a black pattern with like oversized, like could give a bit chooks.
No, see, I don't mind that.
Are we saying chooky? Or is that choogie to say choogie?
It's choogie to say choogie. Oh, don't ever say that.
I said choogs. Like just potentially worse.
Honestly, some of the shit we say when we're recording is just like where does that come from?
Jesus takes the wheel.
I don't even know what happened. Anyway, I don't mind the black tight. It's like a legging.
Yeah.
It's like a legging pant.
Maybe like a wide calf boot. So it's like kind of sticking out.
That's
like
fine.
Skinny, wide leg.
That's okay. It's like the big denim, tight denim jeggings.
God forbid
like
there's a rip. Oh,
see, that's too soon.
That was if you want to
wear that though, like wear whatever you want. Okay, wear whatever you want. That actually was my first.
I said it and I was like, maybe I should take that out.
Stop. No, that's funny, guys. Okay. That was my first 23rd collection. Screaming. There was someone said something to me in business. So they're like, if you're not horrified by your first pieces, you didn't launch early enough. And I will fucking stand by that.
The only not good piece was the jeans. Everything else I'd still wear now from your first collection. Like probably.
Yeah. I still love the jumpsuit.
Yeah, the jumpsuit's still.
Yeah. Plays. I actually want to bring that jumpsuit. I love that jumpsuit.
You should bring that jumpsuit back. Mm. Okay, so black skinny jeans.
They're fine. I'll let them pass.
With right outfit.
I'll let them slide.
We can put skinny jeans on the maybe pile.
Black. Skinny jeans, no.
Black patent leather, tight.
Tight.
With wide leg boot and baggy top.
Baggy up top.
Baggy up top.
Yeah.
Okay, approved.
Approved.
Anywho, sorry. My mom just interrupted the recording to let me know there's one singular Taylor Swift ticket available for $472.
Really? I'm going to manifest that for you though, that you get to go. Because you said you really wanted to go. Do you remember?
Well, I do really want to go. I never got tickets. Mm. And I just have this feeling in my gut that I'm going.
It's going to happen.
I can't go by myself with that one singular ticket my mum is saying. Yeah, so I just have this gut feeling that I'm going to go. And I've had two interesting leads that I can't speak about that I think I'm going to pounce on.
What?
I've heard of certain brands that have tickets.
Who the fuck has tickets?
Well, now you're a Swiftie. I'm going to use you.
Who?
As my...
Oh, my God. Pimp me out.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking.
Pimp me out.
Because... Before you weren't a Swiftie when the tickets were on sale, but now you are a Swiftie.
I would enjoy.
So I'm going to start Maddie's happy to do a year's worth of work for free for one ticket for me. Is like kind of like my ammo.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Thank you.
I would honestly like really pimp myself out for a ticket.
If you see us at Taylor Swift with a brand, just know Maddie's going to be working her ass off.
I have like 5 years worth of deliverables coming up, okay?
Maddie's still posting for like 10 years time. She's like,
I love this brand.
Caitlin needed tickets. Like, cry.
Stop. I would. I would. I would do that for you.
Thank you. Well, you're a Swiftie now too. So like you'll be able to enjoy at least a few of the songs.
Didn't we do this for the weekend? We like really manifested that.
We did. We manifested the weekend.
And then it happened.
Well, and then it happened and it got canceled.
It didn't actually happen, did it?
But at least we like got it over the line.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Putting it out there, okay?
Also, if you're listening and you happen to be one of those brands,
please.
Maddie's putting herself on the line.
I will do whatever you want.
If you want to take advantage, now's your time.
Seriously, take advantage of me, okay?
Was Taylor Swift on your Spotify Wrapped?
That's a great question.
How true of a Swiftie
and
are you?
I'm going to be exposed because no, she wasn't. I'm sorry.
Fake.
But in my defense, I only really got into her recently.
Actually, so true. You have a pass.
Yes.
But she'll probably be on your 2024, which is exciting.
Should I read out my Spotify? Let's read them.
Have you seen?
Are you shy to read yours? And it's like, no one cares about your Spotify rap. Yeah. Which I care, okay? I fucking care.
I actually skipped through mine so quickly. I think my number one artist was Taylor Swift, though.
I actually, really?
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
Wow. I really need to show you this. Hang on.
Talk to me.
Okay, so this is a meme that I really enjoyed.
Okay.
Nobody cares about your Spotify rap, says woman whose entire social media footprint consists solely of baby photos and wedding throwbacks. Sorry. Is that too mean?
No, it's true.
Is that mean?
No.
Sorry.
No, it's the truth.
Because I've seen people saying that, like, no one cares. I'm like, I care, okay? I want to know what music you're listening to.
I care about people's Spotify Wrapped.
Me too.
Not, like, heaps, but, like, I'm interested. Like, yours was funny because it was so fucking random.
I'm like, let me read this, okay? If you don't care, just, like, skip ahead, but shut up and listen.
But don't.
Shut up and listen, okay. Number one was Fred again.
Standard.
No surprises there. Did a lot of partying this year. Pull number two. Number two was Drake.
Oh.
He could get it. Number three was, this one's like a bit random, Jack Johnson.
That's where it just, I know,
like
it.
What the fuck?
Is that like, follow you like the fish? I don't know. What's that song?
Making banana pancake.
Is there a song about fishing? Like, I don't know. Fish. I'm getting fish. I don't know.
I don't know where you're getting fish from. Maybe.
Through the river. I don't know. I just.
No, it's like.
Hold on. I'm going to have to look this up.
Just type in some Jack Johnson.
It's going to piss me off.
This is like when I'm in like my morning mellow mood.
Oh, damn.
That's how I would describe it.
Jack Johnson.
When I'm just chilling. Number four.
Always better when we're together. I don't know where the fish thing came from.
Together. Yes, that's all. Number four is Hugel. He's a Spanish artist.
Oh.
Like, you know my music.
Mamacita.
Yeah. Number five is The Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
And then my top songs, it's called Free Fall. Do you know that song?
Can you sing it for me?
I'm not going to sing it.
Please.
Free Falling. That's all. Okay. Number two was Deep. And then honestly, just like the rest of my songs, like there's one called Mafia. There's one called Sneaky. And it's like all like hardcore, like gangster, like trap.
In the Fiat, like the Fiat.
Yeah. So that's my Spotify Wrapped. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Thank you all for listening. Sit down and shut the fuck up. Yeah. Listen to my Spotify Wrapped. I skipped through mine because.
It's so random. What was yours?
I just remember it was Taylor Swift was my number one. Don't we bring it up?
Yeah.
Is it still live on Spotify?
I would actually love to know. I don't think so.
Okay, I'll
maybe.
Mine's going to be so fucking basic. Like, I actually.
I'm surprised mine didn't have Ariana Grande anymore.
Oh, wait, where is Wrapped? Oh, cool. Well,
No Wrapped for you.
There's no Wrapped. I did it on the day.
Taylor Swift.
All I saw was Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And.
Did you get a personalized message from her?
Well, something you can click.
Thank you for like listening to my music. Love you.
I remember it was like share a thing or something.
Share a theme?
I don't know. I honestly like didn't really participate that well. Okay, just like went like this.
Yeah, you're like, I don't care.
And then I was just like, cool, Taylor Swift. Okay. Everyone could have guessed.
I feel like the nation's quite divided over Spotify Wrapped.
Really?
Well, like some people care, some people really don't give a fuck.
See, I used to really care, but this year I just wasn't in the mood.
I get it.
I'm gonna be honest.
I get it. Yeah.
I just wasn't. Yeah. I haven't really been listening to music. I've been more of a podcast girl this year.
I see.
So, yeah, and I was just more interested in, like, JC Family sharing our Spotify rap. Sorry, something malfunctioned. My eye just started twitching.
Is it one of those bugs?
Well, it probably just launched in my eye. Yeah, I was looking at everyone's sharing with JC on their Spotify Wrapped, which is so fucking cool.
That was actually – so many of you guys were tagging us, so thank you so much, by the way.
It's always so nice. Like weird.
It's so weird. And like when you see how many minutes they've listened to, it's like, I don't know. It feels surreal. Like it doesn't feel like there's someone on the other end. And then you see that it's like, oh wait, people actually listen.
Like I know we have a podcast, but like it doesn't feel like if I just feel like it's us talking and then we put it out. And then when people message us about things like that we said, even like a few weeks ago, or like I see the Spotify Wrapped, I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Y'all are listening?
Yeah.
Like, and remembering?
People are listening?
It's crazy. So it's so crazy. So Wrapped is just like insane. And it's also kind of fucked up that we talk that much.
I know. Every week.
It's like 2,000 something minutes. I was like, oh my God.
Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Nothing. Clearly. But yeah, no, it's wild. But yeah, maybe I think I'd be more inspired for Spotify Wrapped if I was like trying a bit harder next year with my songs. If I find my Wrapped, Because it sounds like I'm hiding it. Like, if it sounds like I'm being sus.
I think you're, like, listening to some weird shit.
No, like,
I think you don't want to share with the group, okay? I think Caitlin's like, listening to some fucked up
I shit. Seem, like, really guilty, and I swear to God.
Who are you listening to?
Taylor Swift! I want to fucking find it.
You've got more people. It's, like, a really random artist that you're probably listening to.
Steven Sanchez.
Oh, no, I really... The high. Oh, my God.
I just got, like, funny
photos. That song, bruh. That song has been on repeat.
When he's like doing his repeat. Little hand like actions with his microphone, oh, like,
oh, my Hunter. God. Oh my I love God. It. I love that song.
Steven Sanchez. I feel like a predator because he's 21.
Is he?
Yeah. Sorry.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Changes things.
Okay. Wow.
A little bit. Just try not to think about
whoa.
It.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
It does change things.
Okay.
A little bit.
Whoa.
You can't think about no. him in that way.
That's young.
But he's so. Handsome.
Mm. Are we sexualizing him?
We shouldn't be sexualizing him. He is so good looking, but what I love.
Talented.
Talented, that's the word. What makes him good looking is his talent and his stage presence. He gives Elvis Johnny Cash modernized, which I think is so cool considering we've never kind of had that. I don't know, maybe there is, but no one's like caught my attention.
Yeah.
And I love Elvis. Mm-hmm. So this is watching him do his little wiggles on stage, like, we have to go to a Steven Sanchez concert. Because his new song, High, I actually saw...
No, I'm so into that song. Oh, I love it.
I saw a comment saying something about... No, it wasn't a comment. It was you.
Me.
It was Madison saying that the song reminded you of Mafia Book Talk.
Oh, my God, 100%. That's why I'm like, I fucking love it.
Like, building up to, like, the climactic part of the, like, book.
Okay, guys, after this episode... Do not switch off. Go listen to it. Hi by Steven Sanchez.
How many girls do you reckon switched off and have been like,
oh. No, like honestly, like I don't blame you. It's so good. I've had it on repeat. It does. It reminds me of like sexy mafia.
Like 50 book Shades.
Talk. Yeah.
Driving across. Uh-huh. It's hot. And then also he's the guy who's Sophia or Georgia, whichever version.
Yeah.
Tickles your fancy.
I didn't put that together for a while.
Really?
Until I hit shuffle and then it came up and I was like, what the hell?
Never fall in love.
So like a very diverse king.
Which we love.
Like very romantic and then like pin you up against the wall.
Yeah. And he's like classic outfits, hand tattoos. I'm like.
Mm-hmm. That's right up your alley.
It's like, the hand tattoos. But then it's the Elvis who I also love.
Speaking of Elvis, not really, but like okay. Jacob Elordi, have you watched Saltburn?
Have you Is it like sexy?
I've seen like all the spoilers.
I don't know anything about it except for people being like leaving the cinema after Saltburn. I'm like, what are you like?
No, there's like some pretty hectic scenes.
Okay.
With Jacob Elordi.
Like
or
like what is it? Like, I actually don't know. I just assumed it was like
a bit like smash scenes. Like weird.
Oh.
Like some weird shit's going on.
Like, are they using salt?
Like, I can't. No.
In their practices?
I don't want to, like, ruin it, but there's just, like, shit gets a bit weird.
Is it porny?
It's, like disturbing porn.
Oh. Mm. Like, the idol energy? Like, how it's, like, a bit weird?
Yeah, a little bit.
Right. So, just, it's like, just like a bit... pushing some boundaries.
Yes, very much.
Boundaries that we wouldn't push.
No.
Are they piecing on each other?
No. Like, down that track a little bit.
Oh, right. Yeah. I thought that was quite, like, out of the blue. No, they're pissing. Mm-hmm. Similar vibes. Mm-hmm. Shitting. Are they shitting?
No.
God, okay. Dubai porta potty. energy.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Do we like Jacob Elordi in it?
I fucking love Jacob Elordi.
But, like, is it one of those characters where you're like, oh, yeah? Or you're like, ooh.
Well, I haven't watched it. I've just seen the spoilers. Gotcha. But I've seen people talking about it and everyone, like, I know what happens.
Is it changing their perspective on him or, like,
in No, I think everyone's, like, obsessed with him still.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck, okay, maybe we need to go watch it.
Yeah, I think we should. I think it comes out on streaming platforms soon.
Oh, thank God. When was the last time you went to the movies?
I went and saw the new Indiana Jones movie.
Of course you did.
With my family.
That's such like
It was shit. I didn't like it.
Is that Marvel?
I don't know. It could be because I didn't like it. So
I fell off
that
the Marvel.
That was really bitchy of me.
No, you've always hated on me for Marvel.
That was so bitchy, but I mean.
It's fair.
I like stand by it.
Well, I had a break from Marvel because Love Island's back on. Right. And Southern Charm and Winter House.
Okay.
And Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So, like, I'm pretty flat out at the moment. But once they finish.
You're back
on. Oh, and after Love Island Games, after I finish that.
Right.
Then.
Did you watch Bling Ring? No, Bling Empire?
Yes.
I mean, Bling Ring too.
Well,
also with Emma Watson.
Bling Empire, yes. Bling Empire. Bling Ring, no.
Uh-huh, okay, right.
Yeah. Bling Empire is the show, right? I'm not thinking of something
Bling else. Empire is the show, and they have like the Dubai and then also the New York one.
Yeah, that's right. I started watching Dubai. I think
the Dubai one's crazy. What, you dropped it? Oh my God, I loved the Dubai one. That was good. And I don't like reality TV. That's saying something.
The money in Dubai is just like,
oh my God, next level.
Kind of fucked up. Also, like, you know, there's some other things in Dubai.
Like, I would do that too for like a Lamborghini. So, wait, who are we to judge?
Checking back in, because I think I've asked you this before.
Yeah.
I want to check in now and I'll go back and find what you said last time.
Mm-hmm.
What's your price? To get shit on.
To get like physically shit on.
Yeah, for someone to drop a shit on your chest. What's your price? I want to know if it's higher or lower than like 3 years when I asked you last. I'll have to go back and check.
Honestly, times are tough.
In this economy.
In this economy, like inflation. I'm trying to buy an apartment in Sydney, like probably like 10 grand.
That's not okay.
I'd say like 100,000.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What did I say last time? Like a million?
I was probably way more. I'm gonna say
stop it.
I've got some conditions.
No, I probably would for 100k.
I'd get shit on in Dubai for 100k. In Australia, like, it's different. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we're like getting flown, imagining like our boyfriends like these
whoa
pitches. Okay, so 100k if I get like a free trip to Dubai.
Yeah.
And it's just like one shit and then we move on. In Australia where I can just quickly go back to my own house and wash off, probably do it for $50.
$50.
Christ. If it's like 50K like locally, like no, down the end of the street. Like,
and I wouldn't do it for less than 100.
Really?
No.
If it was
no
way. My boyfriend could do it for 10. That's my threshold.
I think like my minimum would be 100. I'd probably start off at like a million and then start working.
What if they
down.
Came to your house, just quickly went
no.
and then like walked off?
No.
Okay. No. Not the convenience.
No.
Like 100K.
No. I actually have something funny to share.
Okay. Off the back of that.
Do you remember when we spoke about that Chinese billionaire who like
DM'd you all the time?
DM'd me.
And I used to reply to his messages.
He's back. He commented on a photo of mine recently and said, Madison, be my girlfriend.
Have you kept the pro?
And he has
it live?
11 million followers. I'm not joking. I showed John and I was like, do you mind? And he was like, go for gold.
John, you guys could do it as like a business
like,
deal.
That's what I mean.
It's smart. It is also escorting.
All jokes. Wait, let me see.
JKS. But
JK, of
it
course.
It also is like, a smart business deal.
If you see me, wait, did he delete his comment? Oh my God, no, he didn't.
Oh, what's his name? Well, they'll be able to find it.
No, they might not.
Okay.
Be my girlfriend.
Follow back, 11.2 million.
This account is run by blank's staff. Post from blank assigned. 11.2 million verified. I'm not kidding.
What do you mean?
I'm like full serious.
And he's just balls to the wall like, commenting, be
him
my
and
girlfriend.
His private jet. He messaged me too. He said, I love your aesthetic. We should date.
That is like the perfect thing to say
to
you
like,
though.
Seriously, at this point, like John would be really understanding.
Well, if John and you, like if you and John, you know, like you're buying an apartment.
Yeah.
Maybe you could say, hey, John, we could buy it together. Mm-hmm. But your portion's going to come from me dating. I mean, sorry. I'll beat that out. You know what I mean? Like. I'd be happy to get into the property market.
No, for sure.
You know, it's hard out here. If it means your girlfriend has to like, have sex with beep, so be it.
you know, there's just some things that we can't control, John.
I think you would understand.
Oh my God, kidding. But yeah, I just thought that was funny. That just reminds me, speaking of like Dubai bling empire, this dude, serious cash.
I want to know how someone like that can just be like, I'm going to comment on your Instagram.
Dude, he would be doing this to so many girls. Imagine how many girls I would reply and be like, I'm so keen.
Yeah.
So many.
I've already replied on your behalf. It's in your DMs. Check your DMs.
Do
you remember I did that last time?
Yeah.
So he actually, we spoke about this like a few years ago, but basically when Maddie was single, I used to go, and also I think I was single at the time.
Yeah.
And I saw Maddie, like her DMs as a portal to wealth. I said, Maddie, you have such an opportunity here to, you know, hang out in that gray area and make us some money.
Fly us out, daddy. Okay, fly us
out. So I'd go through her DMs and like I'd reply to, you know, bleep.
Any blue tick. Replying.
I'd be like, hey, because Maddie doesn't give a fuck. That's the thing. Maddie has opportunity to literally rinse all these men and she doesn't care. She chooses love, which I respect.
Thank you so much. There was that one dude that I was like considering.
Mr. LA. Oh, Mr. LA. Yeah,
but everyone else, like, I don't know. I just didn't really care. I was like, whatever. But you took charge.
I took charge just because Maddie doesn't care. She doesn't care. Maddie falls in love for love. And so do I. But I can see Maddie has this gateway to all these opportunities. And you were single and I wanted to go on a jet. And like, you kind of like wanted to, but like, you just didn't put the foot on the gas. I had to put the foot on the gas.
I was really waiting for the situation to approach me. Like, I was doing no active recon. I was like,
no, Maddie does nothing.
I was doing nothing, but I was like, surely we're gonna get on a jet.
Like, someone's just gonna be like, come on, jet.
Yeah.
And
it didn't happen.
But look, Mr. Bleep, if either of us are single again, we're coming.
We will be hitting you up.
We shall be hitting you up. And there should be no shitting on any chess, even though we previously did just name our price.
100,000.
It has now been upped. Because he has a
million. A million.
Up the price.
It's definitely
again.
A million now.
In case he hears this episode.
With Mr. Bleep.
I'm fucking screaming. Speaking of guys just being so ballsy.
Go on.
Something I was thinking about recently was Armie Hammer.
Who?
You don't remember?
No.
Armie Hammer, never watched one of his movies, like I might have, but I don't really watch films. He was that guy. He was dating Paige Lorenz at one point. He's dated a few people. Basically, he got exposed for being a cannibal. Do you remember this?
No.
Okay, wait. Let me show you a photo of him.
Wait,
he's like very
a
old
cannibal.
News. Yes. Please hold.
And he dated Paige
Lorenz. Yes.
That's the tenant.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Okay, this is him.
What the hell?
You know who this is?
No.
Like, have you seen him before? What's he been in? Call Me By Your Name with Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, what? So he's like a big
Death fan. Of the Nine. Yeah, like he's been in shit.
Wow.
Whatever. Nothing I care about. Mm. Point being, a few years ago it came out that, well, I'm saying cannibal, but he's actually, wait, super big trigger warning, sexual assault. So he was doing like awful things. Like he just like pushed sex too far and all these girls came out about it. He also admitted to having cannibal tendencies. And why I'm saying ballsy, guys, he's been canceled. His family, look, okay, there's actually a documentary on him and his whole family. He comes from like a billionaire family and it runs in his family. Like his great granddad or something had like spy cameras set up following around all these grandkids and like,
what the hell?
Wording people as well.
Oh my God.
Beating people. Like his auntie left the family and wrote like a tell-all book about it before the scandal came out, but no one found the book because the family buried it. And then Armie's scandal came out. And everyone started finding the book.
Well, can we like, where does this cannibalism come in?
Right. So he has sent, why he's ballsy is he would just DM like random girls and be like, I'm a cannibal. Like, oh, can't believe I said that. Like, oh, can't believe I just admitted that.
Is that a joke though? Is he joking?
No, like serious. And the girls have come out and said that like he'd would push sex too far.
And like try and eat them.
Yeah. And like be like, into, like saying he likes cannibal shit. And like, he just wants to like eat someone one day. Like it like turns him on.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Okay. Yeah. Go watch the documentary.
Okay. Wow.
I actually haven't yet. It was on my to-do list for like 2 years.
That's concerning.
But the point is.
That is ballsy.
He has all this paper trail of him just DMing girls the most outlandish shit and didn't care.
What a digital footprint. How embarrassing.
Also like, what a fucking loser. He also came back to Instagram, I think, the other day. I saw a TikTok and he posted a story of him at the gym. and he did like hashtag gobble gobble or something, and people were like, did he just come back? And I don't think that's how you come back from cannibal rumors.
So is he like trying to like make fun?
I don't know. Do your own research on Armie Hammer. I'm not like super educated, but what I mean is like boys don't give a fuck. They'll literally out themselves as a cannibal.
Oh yeah, this like, guy like does not care.
This kajillionaire will just comment on your stuff and be like, be my girlfriend when you clearly have a boyfriend. Like yeah, they don't care.
I know. The ego.
I think boys just see girls as like a target and they don't like factor in anything else, which is.
And they always assume that the girl, if especially if they've got money,
which
yeah, they've got money. I mean, like most of the time they're right. No, if they've got money, they're always like, oh my God, she's going to be super keen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's like.
No, bitch.
Not when it's Madison Woolley.
Well, sometimes.
Well, it depends on the day, but usually no, you've missed so many opportunities.
I'm just meaning like girls in general, like the guys that like have heaps of money, they're like so confident and they're like.
Oh. It does give me the ick though when.
No, it's I don't, such an ick.
Like when guys have money and they make it known to you in like an obvious way. Like I want to know a guy has money because I happen to catch a glimpse of his black card in the corner of my eye.
This is what I mean. That I could not agree more.
Like it has to be, no one's showing me.
The second you're like starting to flex it.
Ick.
Immediate ick.
Unless you're just trying to get a free flight.
I mean, if you're in it for like, just like, you know, like I get it.
If you're in it for love.
If you're in it for love.
It gives you the
immediate ick.
Yeah.
If you're in it for like.
Cash rewards.
Like on a yacht. Knock yourself out. I totally get it.
Totally.
Honestly, when I was in, where was I when we went on that yacht? Saint-Tropez. The second I saw that black card, I was like, keep swinging it around, daddy. You do whatever you need to do, baby. Like,
that was the famous day where Manny was crying on the beach because there was no hot guys.
Yeah.
I won't insert that again. It's like my fifth time inserting that video, but it's just so funny.
It is.
It's on our TikTok.
Good times.
I think it's our first like, TikTok.
It was. It was. And then I remember so clearly someone commented and was like, you didn't post this. Like, it was like. One of our friends was like, I can't believe you posted this. It was so funny.
It was our hard launch of our TikTok account was Maddie just off her tits.
I'm literally crying. Like bawling my eyes out.
Perfect way to start the channel.
Again, digital footprint, whatever.
Speaking of digital footprint, I have to eat my words about something.
Oh, God.
I think I've been quite vocal in the fact that I hate people's dog accounts. Like when people make accounts for their pets. Oh,
yes.
I can't confirm.
You said this to me, bro. You said you would never do this. You did.
Well, I did it.
You did. I remember.
It was one faithful Sunday.
It's one thing I do remember, and I don't remember a lot.
I know. I'm pretty sure I said it on the podcast too. Like when I got Mini, so many people were like, are you going to make her an account? And I said, no, that's disgusting. That's an ick. That's too far. It's pushing the limits.
Mm-hmm. And now. And
here I am running my dog account.
What led to this decision?
I just thought she deserves to be a star.
Okay. Are you going to do the captions from her perspective?
Okay, so I've actually been trialing it. Oh my God. I've been testing, like, posting from, like, mum's point of view or posting, like, woof, woof. Me hungry.
You know what I do? What I do like is this a TikTok account?
Yes. I'm not doing Instagram. That's where I draw the line.
Oh. I actually don't fucking do an Instagram account.
I might.
That's just, like, photos.
I can't. Yeah, true.
Do you know what, though? This always happens. People always do this and then they give up after like 2 years or like a year. They stop doing it.
True. But like I just wanted to hit 10K.
All right.
I want Mini to take over me on TikTok. That's when I feel like I've done my job as a mom.
That's okay. I think you should do the day in the life videos because they're funny.
Do you like those? I've had that suggested by Cleo.
I actually do. I like watch some of the Golden Retrievers.
Okay, because Mini gets up to a lot in her day.
Okay, yeah. I would like to see the behind the scenes.
Currently, she's wearing a cone. A donut cone.
Mm-hmm. But like in the realistic voice where it's like, what's up, bitches, today? Not like, woof, woof, I'm hungry. No, don't do that. Okay, oh, my God.
No, I wouldn't do that. I was just checking. But do you like it in like the high-pitched voice? Like, today I'm going to go like, that's, but like speaking as me. Like,
speaking as
my mom's a bitch.
Yeah, be like, and then I was like, why can't we go outside, bitch? Like, okay, funny.
You know? Okay.
Like, and then I went for a walk.
Mommy took me for her hot girl walk. Woof, woof. It's me, Mini. It's just my voice, like no effect.
Oh my God, no, I'd actually block you.
Woof, woof, it's Mini. Today I'm going, that's so fucking unwell. That's me, like.
He's just like cranked up like the high pitch. It's like.
Like that one episode we did and you sounded like a chipmunk.
That was also so bad.
That was bad. And I just like put that out so confidently.
That was so bad. Was it just me?
Yes. Wait. No, I think I also sound like a chipmunk, but yours, I think you're naturally more high-pitched.
I'm high-pitched.
And yours was like really up. It was like, hey guys, welcome back to Girl Code. And I was like, yeah, it sounds fine. I think I'm just listening to it too much.
No, something happened recently. I swear I did that again recently. Do you remember? And I was like, why do I sound like that dude?
And I said, can't be fucked to fix it. deal with it, doll.
Sometimes my audio just, I don't know.
Maybe you just need to talk like this.
What's up, Girl Code?
As a precaution, then if it comes up.
Hey, how do I intro Girl Code?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Wait, hi, everybody.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Girl Code.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. What do you want to do? The housekeeping?
Oh, yeah, housekeeping. housekeeping. I'm not going to keep talking in that voice. Like, it's like actually hurting my vocal cords. That is all for this week's episode. If you guys would like to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, it's all at Girl Code the Podcast, and it'll be linked in the show notes down below.
Oh my God, and go buy our merch if you want to.
Oh
no
my
pressure.
God, buy the merch.
Like only if you want to.
I'm putting pressure on.
Okay, cool.
If you want.
Go buy the merch.
Do whatever you want, but I think it'd look cute on your run.
Okay.
And cool. We can all be twins, so.
It'd be cute.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, anyways, that's all. We'll see you next Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.